Welcome to Good Company for Thursday, April 14th. We talk about strongly worded letters. Also, how one Vancouver couple is helping Ukrainian refugees. And we talk gardening as we head into an Easter weekend. All of this on this episode of Good Company. And you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. You're listening to Good Company, bring you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor, and we're going to talk. We're going to talk about strongly worded letters. Okay, not the bad kind. I know sometimes you see things and you just moved to right. And for one second grade teacher from St. Michael's, she is also a volunteer at a local animal shelter. And she thought, I have to get these kids to write something. I want them to be passionate about what they're writing about. So she reached out to the shelter that she volunteered at. And she's like, what if I create a writing assignment where we can get some of the more difficult to adopt animals a little extra attention? And my grade two students can write something a little bit about the animals to help bring that personality of the animal to life and hopefully increase adoption. Well, the people at the shelter were like, absolutely. We are all on board for this. The students, super excited. And so they say, let's do this. And the kids did incredible jobs at trying to represent the animals. They had colorful drawings. They had great descriptive words like, hi, my name is Cody. I would love to be adopted. That's what one student wrote. The student goes on to say, I would like a loving, caring family with a big fenced-in yard. Please be my owner. So this project happened. There were 23 dogs and one cat that needed to be adopted. These are the ones that may have had medical situations or were just old. Older and not the cute little puppies that get adopted right away. So these were the ones that needed homes ASAP. Good news. 21 out of the 24 hard-to-adopt animals found new homes, and it didn't take long. So those three animals still could use some homes, and I'm sure over time they will get it. But I just love how these kids got a chance to do something special, to do a writing project that actually helped animals. What a great way of teaching your kids that your words count, that your actions can have positive results. So I'm kind of curious to know, were you ever moved to write a letter? I remember Meghan Markle talked about writing a letter to some network and got a chance to change how they were viewing certain things about how women were being represented on TV. Maybe you wrote a letter to a school or you wrote a letter to something and the results was positive. What was that story? Or maybe it's a text message. I mean, I know it's 2022 now. It was an email. Doesn't have to be a physical letter. But would love to hear your stories about the conversations and the change that you helped trigger for the best. All right. You can text in your stories 905-338-1250 as we talk about writing letters for a positive change. I'm Holly Taylor. New article from Robin Rosti talking about Easter, because yes, it is Easter weekend, tomorrow being Good Friday, but an incredible look at how we can celebrate Easter, yes, in the world that we find ourselves in today. So definitely check that out at faithstrongtoday.com. I'm Holly Taylor. We're talking about writing letters or an email or making a phone call even, and that act of just expressing yourself led to positive change. I'm curious about your stories. I'm Holly Taylor. Text in your story to 905-338-1250, or you can jump onto our Facebook page and share your stories there. I'm just trying to think about in my own life if there's any letters. I'm in the process, actually, of writing a letter to an organization because, you know, sometimes you see areas where we could do better or improve in. And so I'm hoping that that letter is received well. I will keep you posted. We'll see what happens. But as a parent and you just see how kids are being treated or you see some things that could make them feel, quote unquote, othered. I think that's when we have a wonderful responsibility and opportunity to say something. Because when we're quiet, then sometimes people don't know something's wrong. And maybe they just don't see it. And having healthy conversations in open, safe places, I think, is a healthy thing to do to move ahead better and stronger. I got a text message here from Mary. She said, I do like this. She was talking about at the grocery store, she says. They were using a lot of plastic bags. And she said that she would love to have other kinds of opportunities to get different kinds of bags. And at that location, this was years ago, they just didn't have it. But she says, now they do. She says it might just be culture, but she feels like her voice in amongst the masses made a difference. And you just never know. Sometimes it's also the accumulation of the voices saying this, we want to do better here. We want to change this here. We think we can be stronger there. It's important. It really is important. I think that one of the best letters, and yes, I'm going to switch tracks here from talking to organizations to talking to God. God's letter to us. The best letter out there. And on the eve of Good Friday, I mean, talk about a love letter. Just how much he loves us. How having the Bible in our life can really transform everything. How we look at some of those hard to deal with situations. You know, you might want to write a letter in anger, but there's going to be that verse in God's love letter to you that's going to encourage you to take the love route, the compassionate route, the route where you're putting yourself in somebody else's shoes and just being sensitive to the situation instead of just lashing out in anger. Best letter of all to guide all letters in the future. So I'm just going to make the big old nod to the Bible as God's incredible love letter to us as tomorrow we get ready for Good Friday. Then on Monday, celebrating the resurrection. What incredible, incredible story. But not just a story. It's God's love story to us.
Here comes the beat.
Joys of modern technology. If you missed something here on Good Company, lots of ways for you to check it out again. We're a podcast, so wherever you get your podcasts, you can download and subscribe, and you'll never miss an episode. It's also the condensed version, the podcast, so that's always fun. And then you can download the My Joy Radio app, so you can listen to us on demand or streaming through the app, or we are streaming at joyradio.ca. I'm Holly Taylor. Yes, this is Good Company, and this is a great story of what one Vancouver couple has done to help dozens of Ukrainian refugees. And you might think, a family in Vancouver is helping people from the Ukraine? Like, it just feels like those, you know, Vancouver and Kiev, super far away. But yet, this family has their very own nature resort in BC, and they've actually put renovations on hold. So what they've done is they have opened this up to invite Ukrainian refugees to stay on their 81-acre property. So instead of it being a resort for people just to come and to make money, they are actually taking this year to create a safe place for Ukrainian refugees. Their goal is to host about 100 people, and it is called the Grouse Nest. It's on Vancouver Island. It is a beautiful part of our country, and I can just imagine just going from the unrest to a place where you are so, like, nature's in your face, and you're by the water, and it's calm. I can just imagine it being a really great place for these families just to heal and to hopefully come together and to feel safe. So far, they've got 19 people booked, and they're just hoping that more and more people will come and feel safe in their 15,000 square foot resort that's right by Crystal Clear Lakes. Wonderful. They are actually renaming it the Ukrainian Safe Haven. So that's what they're doing. They're just trying to help people feel safe. They're going to be provided with food, education, transportation, assistance as part of the settlement process, just to get these families back on their feet. And they're able to stay as long as they would like. So a wonderful thing that this Vancouver family is doing with their Vancouver Island property. And it's just exciting to see people helping people in a real, tangible way. And I don't know, maybe 50, 100 years ago, I just don't think we could have helped in the same kind of way, the people. And so it's just really exciting to see just the generosity that Canadians are showing. Will Walker, Burn Bright on Good Company. It's Holly Taylor, and I've had a couple of you say, hey, I know you play Canadian artists. Who are they? Well, Will Walker would be one of them. So he's actually from Ontario, which is very exciting, especially when you get to hear songs like Burn Bright. What a great message behind that very song. Check out facestrongtoday.com if you're wondering about the different podcasts that we have. Yes, Good Company is one of them, but we also have Grow on the Go, which is a great look at our faith from a female perspective with the mother-daughter duo, Donna Carter and Kevin Pankhurst. Also on Mondays, we have our Between the Grooves, diving into the life of artists, what they are doing, how they write their music, and also just a little bit more about who they are. And that's with James Curtis. So you can check out almost two full years of episodes at faithstrongtoday.com. And then we have Why Me Project, obviously my favorite. No bias there. That is the one that I get to do with Johnny Rocket. And it's been a lot of fun. And next week, we actually celebrate a five-year anniversary for the podcast. So, I mean, it just seems like yesterday. It really does. But just yesterday, we did release a podcast, the last one for our fourth year. And we decided to finish out on a high note as we got a chance to interview some of the cast from Father Stu, the movie in theaters now. Well, select theaters. But we had a chance to talk to Mark Wahlberg. So it was really cool hearing his perception of Father Stu, Why Me moments, and more. So check that out. I'm Holly Taylor. I know it's the eve before Good Friday, but I kind of want to talk about gardening. I know it sounds super strange, but I'm really excited. Having moved to Ontario from Alberta and seeing already so many beautiful flowers popping up, I'm seeing just like the green, and it just gets me so excited. So today actually is also National Gardening Day. So it just kind of works. Maybe you can do some planning for how you want your garden to look. Although for me and my family, this weekend is all about Easter. And I'm so excited to spend time with family and to really soak in why we celebrate Easter and how important it is for us as Christians. And just to dissect it a little bit more. So yes, gardening. Why not? And it's always great to be able to share a fun story of a father who decided that he wanted a small garden. And he's going to make tomatoes, or I guess grow tomatoes. You don't really make them. Anyway, he just broke a world record because he grew 1,269 tomatoes on a single stem in his tiny greenhouse. So if you're looking for a green thumb inspiration, this gardening dad is the one for you. His name is Douglas Smith. He's in the UK. And can you imagine just one vine of tomatoes? That's a lot. That's a lot of tomatoes, and what a great way of being able to share with other people. So maybe this Easter, if you've already had some plants start to grow, you can snip some of the flowers or get some of the tomatoes. I know it's way too early for tomatoes, but and you can just share them with those around you, because it's such a great way of just showing that you care, just giving people little things. Or maybe it's going to be a box of chocolates this weekend, little chocolate mini eggs. Can't go wrong with those. But have yourself a wonderful weekend. We've got a best of coming up tomorrow for Good Company. For my pre-show between 4:30 and 5 tomorrow, get ready for Back to the Bible. They've got a Good Friday special that I really want you to check out. And then at 3:30 on Saturday, we've got the Back to the Bible Easter special. So we are celebrating Easter this weekend right here. So please join us, and I will see you again on Monday. Because we aren't getting Monday off. I always feel like we should. I don't know why we don't get the resurrection off, but I will be able to celebrate the resurrection with you right here on Good Company. We'll see you then.